The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Final segment. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And Scott, we are on into our fantasy baseball situation. I'm kicking the crap out of you through 2 weeks. Why don't you explain what's going on?
You are technically beating me.
Kicking the crap out of you,
yes, so
think.
What we do, we pick two hitters, two pitchers, one from each league. Can't pick the same guy twice. So
no, you cannot.
All these guys that we've picked, we can no longer pick the rest of the season. We have four categories for each. It's for hitters, it's average, OPS, on base, plus slugging percentage, home runs, and RBIs. So you don't want anybody who's going to get you steals. For pitching, we have wins, ERA, whip, which is walks and hits per inning, and then strikeouts. And you beat me again, five categories to three categories.
Kicking the crap out of you.
Barely beating me. I win the hitting categories every time, it seems like. Last week I had Joey Votto, Paul Konerko for my hitters.
Yeah.
And for my pitchers, I can't even remember. They were not the best. Who? I'm going to have to look now. You had Kevin Youkilis and Albert Pujols.
I had Yukes and Pujols, and then my pitchers were... I can't even remember who my pitcher... Jair Jurgens and...
Justin Verlander.
Justin Verlander.
Who did well for you. And I had Clayton Kershaw.
Hey, Jurgens did pretty well too,
yeah,
you know.
And Felix Hernandez. They're... Both of those guys, their starts last weekend were horrible. I couldn't make up for it. You beat me in every pitching category except for strikeouts. I won strikeouts, batting average, and OPS. And everything else, I lost again. So now, you get the first pick yet again.
Kicking the crap out of you. Just kicking the crap out of you. Okay. My first pick, I will go with a pitcher. I'm going to go with David Price of the Tampa Bay Rays.
That is a solid choice.
Thank you.
Two starts, one at Toronto, and then the next one should be the Los Angeles Angels. I get the next two picks. I'm going to take Tim Lincecum. He's pitching against...
Yeah, I thought about taking him, but I think I want to save him for later in the year.
I don't mind that, but I don't think he's ever going to have as easy of a matchup as at Pittsburgh and at the Mets.
I'm still waiting for him to cut his hair. I just can't respect him until
he
cuts his hair.
Considering he went... Did he carry the no-hitter into the eighth?
Yeah, it was something
seventh
like that.
Against them.
He's got a 1.67
so
ERA. He's been fantastic. I'm just saying I can't take him seriously when he looks like a 12-year-old. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's valid. For my hitter, I am going to go with your favorite Yankee. I don't know that, but he's a Yankee, so he must be your favorite. Curtis Granderson. Home runs in the last five games. They're playing at home.
That's not really my favorite Yankee, but I do love him. And I'm very glad that we gave you Austin Jackson and Phil Koch. Have fun with that while we have Curtis Granderson, okay? I'm going to go with another pitcher because I don't think you're going to pick my two hitters. So I'm going to go with another pitcher. I'm going to go with Leivan Hernandez of the Washington Nationals. I like what I've seen out of him. The guy pitches a lot. He always gets you seven innings.
You know we're counting wins as a category, right?
He's 2-1 with a 2.88 ERA this year.
The Nationals.
Oh, they're fine. They're playing the Pirates. They're fine. We'll see. We'll see. All I know is I'm kicking the crap out of you so far, so you have no right to question any of my picks.
Yeah, that is true.
I know. My first batter out of the American League, I'll go with Howie Kendrick. The guy is going off this year so far for the Angels. He's batting over 300, leads the team in home runs, think he leads them in RBIs and runs as well, so I'm going to go with Howie Kendrick.
Okay, for my next pick, let's see. I'm going to go my National League hitter, Buster Posey. He's had a good last 7 days. He's playing...
I was about to say, Buster's starting to come around.
He is. And they play... He has seven games this week at Washington, the Mets for three, and one against Colorado.
Okay.
And then I need my AL pitcher, so I'm going with Trevor Cahill from the Oakland A's.
He's had a good year so far, too. He looked really good against the Tigers. They couldn't hit him at all.
Well, you took my other option in David Price. Those were the only two AL pitchers I was looking at.
Sorry about your luck there. Sorry about that. Okay, my other hitter, my final hitter, I'm going to go with a guy that's in a slump, but I'm going to predict he's going to get out of the slump this week, and that's Jason Hayward of the Atlanta Braves. I think Hayward, who's hitting like 160 right now, is going to drop out of that slump. He's got San Francisco coming up, which is tough, But then he's also got San Diego after that and St. Louis following that. So I like Jason Hayward to get out of his slump. The Braves need him to. And I think just he's too talented to be slumping all year long. I think he gets out of it.
I hope he does, because that was the big trade that we pulled off, you and I, in our actual fantasy league with other friends. What was that trade? I gave you...
All right, you gave me...
Paul Konerko,
Robinson Cano, which was by far the biggest part of it, and then
Dan Heron.
And then I gave you Prince Fielder, who I think is going to slow down a little bit, Jason Hayward, Justin Masterson, and
Ian Kinsler. Yep, I had to replace the second baseman.
I needed some power.
I need batting average, because I think this week I'm batting 200.
All right, before we go, Detroit Lions, we got 1 minute left. Detroit Lions, first round pick is a little under 5.5 days. Who are you taking with the 13th pick?
Anthony Costanzo, left or right tackle from Boston College.
I like that pick. I do. I think a tackle would serve them well, especially a guy that can start right away. I'm going to go with Daquan Bowers. I really like Daquan Bowers. I think that he falls to them because of what's going on with his injuries, and I think he ends up being a pretty good player. Now that they have Cliff Avril, now that they've got Van den Bosch, they can use some depth there, and he doesn't have to play every down.
I like him. I don't think he's going to still be there at 13. I think other people will look past the injury.
I'm going to go with people's pessimism. We appreciate Jim Comperoni, Dave Burkett for being here. Enjoy your Easter weekend. Enjoy the sports, whatever's going on, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.